This tutorial is brought to you with support from The Global Voice. It's community-driven online radio. Go and have a listen to their shows by visiting theglobalvoice.info. I'm Scott, and today I'm going to be walking you through how to install Reaper, SWS, and Asara on Windows. If you're a Mac user, the installation process is going to be a bit different for you, but don't panic. Go back to wherever you found this, and you should find a Mac walkthrough from Jenny Kay right next door. The first thing I need to do is download Reaper, SWS, and Asara. These three components fit together to make the most accessible experience, so I'm just going to grab them all and install them all at the same time. I'm going to be using Firefox as my browser and NVDA as my screen reader, talking you through what I'm doing as I do it. Don't feel obligated to use the same browser and screen reader if you've got something else that you prefer. Okay, going to go to my desktop and open Firefox.
Desktop list, Mozilla Firefox, navigation toolbar.
And now I'm going to do Alt-D for the address bar and type in reaper.fm.
Expanded, or .fm, /fm, collapsed, Reaper audio production without limits, Mozilla Firefox.
Right at the top of this page, you'll find a download link.
Visited link, download Reaper.
Visited link, you can tell I've been here before, can't you? Enter on this.
Reaper download, Reaper, link version 6.40.
And there are headings on this page, so I'm just going to tap away on my H key until I find the downloads for Windows.
Download and evaluate Reaper for free Windows heading level 2.
Here's the Windows stuff. I'm going to hit tab from here to find the first clickable link.
Download graphic, download Reaper for Windows 64-bit visited link.
And Windows 64-bit is exactly what I'm after, so I'm going to hit enter here.
Opening Reaper 640x64 install.x dialog you have chosen to open. Reaper 640x64 install.x widgets. X file, 14.2 MB.
It's serving up the download. In Firefox, I just need to tab a couple of times until I find the save file button.
Edit save file button.
And while that's downloading, I'll just point out something quickly. Reaper releases updates pretty frequently. We're talking like every couple of weeks, sometimes even more often than that. By the time you hear this tutorial, the version that you're going to find on this page will be newer than the one that I've just got. Accessibility is perfectly stable at this point, and we've got a good relationship with the developers. So you should be fine to just grab whatever the latest version is when you get here. Okay, on to the next site. Alt-D for the address bar again.
Navigation toolbar.
And this time I'm going to go to sws-extension.org.
sws/smextension Mozilla Firefox.
And again, we've got headings on this page, so tapping away on the H key until I find the downloads for Windows.
A Reaper Plugin extension heading level 2. Download the SWS extension latest stable version. Windows heading level 3.
Tap from here to find the first download link.
Download X32 button visited link.
Okay, so in this page, they present them in a different order. 32-bit comes first. Remember in the previous step, I downloaded 64-bit Reaper, and that means I also need to download 64-bit SWS to match. Chances are, if your computer's relatively modern, you're also going to be running a 64-bit OS, so start there. Tab one more time to find that 64-bit download then.
Download X64 button link.
Enter.
Opening SWS 2.1.2.1.3 Windows.
Yeah. Save file.
Save file button.
Okay, and one more piece of the puzzle. Back to the address bar.
Navigation toolbar.
And this time, I'm going to go to Asara, O-S-A-R-A, reaperaccessibility.com/snapshots. This is where we get the latest version of Asara from.
Asara development snapshots Mozilla Firefox.
On this page, the first thing you'll be greeted by is a fairly scary sounding disclaimer. Probably important that you read it once, just to make yourself aware of the situation. Essentially, this is open source software that hasn't had what we would consider to be a 1.0 release yet. Having said that, it's being used all over the world in a whole heap of different production environments, and I don't have any hesitation at all in saying that it's stable enough for you to run. So I'm going to press tab and find the Windows download.
Open a new issue on GitHub visited link.
Nope, that's where we file bugs.
Reapers without keepers, RWP, group visited link.
Nope, that's the mailing list for support.
List with four items, download Asara 2021.13588.0531135 for Windows visited link.
Yep, for Windows, that's what I'm after. And you'll notice on this page, there's no distinction between 32 and 64-bit. Asara just bundles both of those versions into one small download. Enter on this.
Opening Asara 2020.
Save file.
Edit save file. Asara development snapshots.
And that's the last thing I need from Firefox at this point. So I'm going to close that down and walk you through installing this stuff. When you come to install all these goodies, the only thing that matters about the order is that you have to install Reaper first. So let's start there. I'm going to go to my downloads folder. I like to get there by doing Windows R for the run dialog, typing in downloads and hitting enter. You can get there however you like.
Run dialog, type the name of a program. Text, downloads window, preview.
And I'm just going to start typing Reaper to find the version I downloaded.
Reaper 640x64 install.x227 of 293.
Someone's got a cluttered download folder, haven't they? Enter on this to run it.
Open file security warning dialog. Do you want to run this file?
Yes, I do. I'm going to shift tab once and hit space on the run button.
Run button alt plus R. Pressed downloads window. Items Reaper v6.40x64. Setup dialog. Property page. If you accept the terms of the agreement, click I agree to continue. You must accept the agreement to install Reaper v6.40x64.
So we land in the license agreement, and I've already read it before. So I'm going to tab once and hit space on the I agree button. Read it the first time you install it. You should always do that.
I agree button alt plus R. Pressed. Next. Greater. Property page. Space required. 132.1 MB setup will install Reaper v6.40x64 in the following folder. To install in a different folder, click Browse and select another folder. Click Next to continue. Edit C. Program files Reaper x64.
So that's the path that Reaper's going to install into. I'm going to leave that as defaults. Only one thing to point out on this screen. If you ever want to make a portable version of Reaper that you can run from a memory stick, maybe you want to run Reaper on somebody else's computer and take some of your settings with you, you can do that on this screen. If you just hit tab a couple more times,
Browse button alt plus R.
You've got the Browse button. You could hit that if you wanted to change the installation path.
Portable install checkbox not checked.
And this is what I wanted to show you. Portable install checkbox. It's unchecked by default, but if you did want to make a portable version, check this, use the Browse button to pick where you want to make that portable install, and you're off to the races. For now, I'm just going to tap to next.
Let's back button next, greater button alt. Reaper v6.40x64, setup dialog, property page, select components to install, space required, 132.1 MB, check the components you want to install and uncheck the components you don't want to install.
Okay, so here's where we can customize our installation. I will take you through the stuff that's available here and explain some of it. I'm just going to leave it at the default settings, though. I'm going to press down arrow to move through the available choices.
Optional functionality, half check, collapse 2 of 5, level 0.
And you just heard collapsed, right? That means I can hit right arrow to expand these options.
Expanded, 4 items. Level 1 remote network FX processing support, not check, 1 of 4.
That's for if you want to run Reaper over a network. I'm not interested in doing that, so I'm going to leave it unchecked.
Rewire check 2 of 4, level 1.
Rewire is a thing you can use to connect DAWs together. I don't use it, but I might one day. I'll leave it checked.
Reroute ASIO driver not checked 3 of 4, level 1.
The Reroute ASIO driver is what you'd install if you wanted to transfer audio between multiple DAWs, but you didn't need any of the other stuff that Rewire does, like transport syncing, for example. I don't use Reroute here, so I'm leaving it unchecked.
Configure Windows to save Reaper crash dumps not checked 4 of 4, level 1.
It doesn't crash often enough for me to worry about this one, so I'm just going to leave it alone.
Level 0 desktop icon checked 3 of 5.
I do want a desktop icon.
Start menu shortcuts checked 4 of 5, level 0.
Yeah, go on, I'll have a start menu shortcut as well.
Associate with RPP, Reaper project, files checked 5 of 5, level 0.
Yep, when I hit enter on an RPP Reaper project file, I want Reaper to open it. And that's the last one in the list. I'm going to tab a couple of times and find the install button.
Let's that install button alt plus I.
Here we go.
Show details button alt plus D. Close button alt plus C.
Voila. If we read this screen with NVDA B.
Reaper v6.40x64. Setup dialog. Nullsoft install system v2.51. Installation complete. Setup was completed successfully. Close button alt plus C.
I'm going to hit enter on this close button.
Reaper v6.40x64. Setup dialog. Reaper installed. Run now. Yes button alt plus Y.
I'm going to say no to this for now because I still want to install SWS and Asaro first before I open Reaper.
Downloads window, items view list.
And I'm back in the downloads folder. Let's see if I can find SWS in among all this mess.
SWS 2.1.2.1.3 Windows x64.x265 of 293.
Yeah, thanks NVDA. I hadn't forgotten that there's 293 things in here. Enter on this.
SWS extension v2.1.2.1.3x64 setup dialog. Property page. If you accept the terms of the agreement, click I agree to continue.
Another license agreement. I've already read it, and I agree.
I agree button alt plus pressed. Next greater. Property page. Space required. 3.8 MB. Please select a valid Reaper installation folder. Edit selected C. Program files Reaper x64.
So it's auto-detected where I chose to install Reaper. I'm just going to hit enter to accept this.
Property page. Select components to install. Space required. 3.8 MB. Check the components you want to install and uncheck the components you don't want to install.
And just like I did when I was installing Reaper before, I'm going to leave these options just set at the defaults. They're all set sensibly. Tabbing to find the install button.
Let's install button alt plus I. SWS extension v2.12.1.3x64 setup dialog. Installation complete. Setup was completed successfully. Close button.
Nice.
Downloads window. Items view list.
And I've landed back in my downloads folder. Now let's see if I can find Asara.
Asara 2021.13588.
That's the one I want. Enter on this.
Open file security warning dialog. The publisher could not be verified.
You're probably always going to see this message when you install Asara. We're not a verified publisher, as Microsoft calls it, because we don't have pocketfuls of spare cash to throw at them every year. Rest assured that the code is 100% open source. It's perfectly safe to run.
Run button alt plus R. Pressed. Asara 2021.13588.0531135. A setup dialog. Property page. If you accept the terms of the agreement, click I agree to continue.
I'm going
to
agree.
I agree button alt plus pressed. Next creator. Property page. Install into a standard or portable installation of Reaper. Standard installation radio button checked alt plus S.
I'm going to leave this set as it is to install to a standard version of Reaper. If you ever make a portable install, you can change this radio button.
Portable installation radio button checked alt plus P.
And proceed through the installer from there. All you've got to do is tell it the location of your portable version on the next screen, and you should be good. For me though, today, I'm doing a standard install, so.
Standard installation radio button checked alt plus S.
Enter on this.
Do you want to replace the existing key map with the Asara key map? New users are advised to answer yes, which will completely replace your key map with a clean copy of the Asara key map, including all latest assignments. Answering no will install Asara without modifying your key map, which may be preferable for experienced users who have prior alterations that they'd like to preserve. Yes button alt plus Y.
I'm doing a fresh install from scratch today, so I definitely want the latest copy of the Asara key map with all the latest assignments included. I'm going to be saying yes to this. The only time I find myself saying no to it is when I've made customizations to the key map, and I haven't gotten around to backing those up yet. But if we assume that you're a new user listening to this, then you want to pick yes.
Pressed setup was completed successfully. Close button alt plus C.
Cool. Let's hit the close button.
Downloads window. Items view list.
I'm going to close the downloads folder. And in the next step, we will open Reaper for the first time and find out if this works. Alrighty, let's open her up. I'm going to go to my desktop and run Reaper x64. When I do that, Asara and SWS should both load automatically, as long as everything's worked. Let's find out.
Desktop list, Reaper x64.
Enter on this.
Reaper.
Takes a second to load, and...
Reaper dialog, you have not yet selected an audio device. Would you like to select your audio device driver now? Recommended? Yes button alt plus Y.
Well, given that we're going to be using Reaper to do audio, having the audio device configured properly is pretty important, so I'm going to say yes to this.
Reaper preferences dialog, preview, device 1 of 9, level 1.
And you just heard that it's automatically loaded preferences and popped me straight into the device category, which is where I can configure all the options for how Reaper interacts with my sound card or audio interface. Now, a few quick words on this. If you don't have a dedicated audio interface yet, maybe you're just using your inbuilt sound card, you'll still be able to use Reaper for playback. You'll be able to do some editing. You might even be able to do some basic recording if you get lucky. And if that's the situation that you're in, the quickest way to get started is just to tab until you find OK, hit enter on it, and get cracking. The default options aren't going to be amazing for low latency recording or anything fancy like that, but they'll work just fine for you to import some files, start chopping them up, getting your head around how editing works, and that kind of thing. I do have a decent ASIO compatible interface here though, and I want Reaper to be able to use it, so I'm going to take a quick trip through configuring what I've got here. The process might be slightly different for you depending on what audio interface you've got, but this should be enough to give you an overview. So, first thing I'm going to do is tab until I find audio system.
Edit left find bokeh cancel dial proper audio system. Combo box wave out collapsed. Choose your desired audio system here. By default, Reaper uses wave out for compatibility, but ASIO is recommended for best performance.
And you just heard MVDA say ASIO is recommended for best performance. My interface uses ASIO, so I'm going to pick that.
ASIO choose your desired audio system here.
Tabbing to the next combo box, I'll find a list of compatible interfaces I've got drivers installed for.
Property page ASIO driver, combo box ASIO link pro collapsed.
And in my case, I've got a few virtual drivers that I've been experimenting with, but I've also got
Audient USB audio ASIO driver.
And the Audient Evo 8 is the interface that I'm currently using, so I'm going to leave it set to this driver. Tabbing.
Enable inputs. Checkbox checked.
I do want to enable my inputs, and when I hit tab from here, the first two combo boxes I find are going to let me pick the range of inputs that I want to enable. So tabbing once.
Combo box one. Midline instrument one collapsed. Select which input to use as the first of the input range.
This is where I can pick the first input that I want to enable, and mic/line instrument one is the choice that I want, so I'm going to leave this set as it is. Tabbing once more.
Combo box two. Midline two collapsed. Select which input to use as the last of the input range.
So this is where I pick the last of the input range. In other words, everything in between these two options are going to be inputs that are enabled that Reaper can use. I'm going to hit end in this combo box to zip down to the bottom, making all of the inputs that my interface has available.
6. Loop back to R.
And now if I tab once more, I can do the same for outputs.
Combo box 1. Main output 1. L. Collapsed. Select which output to use as the first of the output range.
Output 1 sounds sensible. I'm going to leave this as it is.
Combo box 2. Main output 2. R. Collapsed. Select which output to use as the last of the output range.
Okay, so I've got outputs 1 and 2 enabled by default. That will give me stereo playback. Nice. But my interface does have more outputs available. So again, I'm going to hit end here.
6. Loop back 2. R.
To make sure the outputs my interface offers are going to be usable when I'm recording. That's the last thing I need to configure in here for now, so I'm just going to tab a bunch of times until I find OK.
Request AC Freeze, ignore audio, allow audio, 3 edit, find OK button. Reaper V6.40 evaluation license.
OK, so preferences is closed. I've configured my audio device the way I want it. Let's find out whether Asara and SWS are both working. The quickest way to check whether Asara is running is to hit a key that's definitely going to get Asara to speak. I normally use the up or down arrows, either one of those will do. They move between tracks with the Asara keymap, and seeing as I don't have any tracks at the moment, so long as Asara is running, I should hear no tracks.
No tracks.
Lovely stuff. That tells me Asara is running and the keymap has been correctly installed. Last thing for now, let's just check SWS is also running. I can do that by hitting Alt X to jump straight into the extensions menu.
About SWS extension.
And the very first option is About SWS. That tells me SWS is running. If SWS wasn't loaded correctly, this option wouldn't be there. I'm going to hit Escape a couple of times to get back into the track control panel. Escape once.
Extension submenu Alt plus X.
Takes me back to the menu bar. And Escape once more.
Reaper V6.40 evaluation license. No tracks.
Plops me back into the track control panel. And that, my lovelies, is Reaper, SWS, and Asara all installed and ready to go. There's going to be one short addition to this coming up in a separate file that you'll want to listen to if you're a JAWS user. That will walk you through obtaining and installing the accompanying JAWS scripts. But assuming you're using any other Windows screen reader that doesn't require scripts, you're good to go. This tutorial was presented, edited, and produced by me, Scott Chesworth. It was funded by TGV Productions. You literally wouldn't be hearing this right now if it wasn't for their support. If you want to contribute to the production of future tutorials, send your support via PayPal or Cash App to training@theglobalvoice.info. That's also the address to write to if you want to send us some feedback. Send us a copy of something you've made with it. We'd love to hear it. Our outro music is Just Coasting by Leo the Slowly Moving. Big thanks to him for letting us use it. Hope it's useful.